Jesus says, he says something really, really important in the Bible, in Matthew. He says, come to me, all who labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke. Does it mean an egg yoke? No. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. Here's the best bit. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. He's not talking about over easy eggs here. He's talking about the burden. He said his yoke is easy and my burden is light. And I just want to briefly tell you about what that means. And it's really, really exciting. Who feels a bit sad when they do something wrong? You do feel a bit sad. Do you feel a bit rubbish? A bit horrible? Now, in Jesus' time, and sadly some people still do it today, they think the best way to make Jesus and God happy and to get to heaven is to do lots of jobs to make God happy and to make amends for the naughty things you may have done. That's called religion. And after a while, it gets really, really heavy. The Pharisees were saying, don't do this, don't do that, do this, do that, do that. And after a while, the laws were so burdensome, the list was so long, people walking around like this. Oh, getting to heaven's a really hard chore. How am I going to get to heaven? I can't do this, can't do this, can't do that. Oh, it's Tuesday, I should have done this, I haven't done it. And what happens is, your life is ruled by rules. Do you think that's a nice life to have?
No.
Do you think it would be quite burdensome?
Yeah.
Yes. That's what Jesus is talking about. But he's saying his way, his yoke is easy and his burden is light. That sounds a lot better than mine, doesn't it? It sounds a lot more exciting. Jesus doesn't want us to be walking around miserable. Oh, I haven't done this today. I've got to say 15 prayers today because it's a Wednesday. Oh, and I have to have two rations of bacon today, not three. Do you want to be living like that? I don't. If church is like that, I'm locking the door now and going home. Okay? But praise God, it's not. Also, he doesn't want us to be walking around miserable because of our sin. As humans, we do sin. We make naughty mistakes in life. And it could be horrible, isn't it? And sometimes you just feel so burdensome. Oh, why have I done that again? Why have I said that? Why have I done that? Why have I hit him or whatever you've done wrong? And that could be really heavy. But God wants to take the burden of sin away from us. Amen?
Amen?
And that's why we celebrate Easter, because Jesus paid the price on the cross for us to take away sin so we can live lives free. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. I like your spirit, sister. So, he doesn't want... Also, we live on an earth and we have lots of troubles, don't we, sometimes? We have to go to school, we have loads of exams to worry about, we have assignments, we have work to go to, we have nice bosses, crazy bosses, we have bosses who don't really give them monkeys, we have bills, we sometimes fight with each other, and that life can get a bit heavy sometimes, can't it? Life can get a bit heavy, and some people get to the point where it thinks, what is the point? I've got a confession to make. Last few days, I've been feeling a little bit like this. Like that sad cow. And I'm thinking, whoa, this is a bit heavy. But praise God. I think it was last night or early this morning, I just handed everything to God. And all of a sudden, woohoo, I felt a lot better. Some of the situations are exactly the same in front of me. But I just feel liberated. I feel great. I feel a bit un-English. I feel like I'm dancing. Isn't it good? Isn't it good? I feel like I'm from Zambia. We're a dance. Ooh, this is great. Some of the problems are still there in front of me. But God's just given me a fresh outlook of life. So this, when Jesus says my yoke is easy, it's not just for new believers, it's for all believers. Because sometimes what can happen is, we're feeling a bit light, but all of a sudden we start loading up the cares again. Before we know it, that joy of the Lord is gone. And he doesn't want us to be robbed from that, because the devil is the biggest thief in the world. And he comes to steal the joy. But praise God, he gives us joy. And praise God, he won't overburden us to the point of our collapse. And he boots out the devil from us if we resist him. Praise God. Amen. Amen. I don't want anyone looking like that. Please don't look like the sad ox. So do we have to carry our burdens? Who does? Jesus. That there is the best yoke you'll ever see. That's better than the triple one you find under some eggs. That's better than the best prized yoke the farmer will have with his next to his John Deere tractor. That yoke there is the best yoke ever for mankind, and it's called the cross. And Jesus took all our sin, all our cares, all our worries, and he put them on the cross with him. So we can go from walking a life of hopelessness, of heaviness, of misery, to liberty and freedom. Amen? Amen. That is why we celebrate Easter. Amen. Jesus said, my guilt, David said, my guilt is overwhelming like a burden too heavy to bear. My wounds fester and are loathsome because of my sinful folly. I am bowed down and brought very low all day long. I go about mourning. That's what sin could do to you. That was a mighty man of God. And we talked about him last week, I think it was, where he was on fire and all of a sudden he let sin just take its place, and he became really heavy. But praise God, he's a forgiving God. He forgives our sins. He comes there with wide open arms. Come here, daughter. Come here, son. The slate is wiped clean. Whoa! That is great, isn't it? Just like the prodigal son, when that boy selfishly, son, I want all my money now, dad. And his other brother was grafting away. I want all my money now. And I'm going to go and live it up. And he lived it up big style. Until he lost everything and he was chomping on the pig's quill. Oh. He came back dirty, miserable, sad. Back to the farm, back to his dad's house. Do you think his dad went, told you so. Go in the servant's den. Live there for 20 years and earn your keep. Did he do that? He went, go and kill the fattest cow. Fatter than that thing before we saw. Go and get a nice robe and a nice ring and give it my son, and we're going to have a party. And that's what Jesus does to us. Even if we stuff up sometimes, he's so gracious. If we say, Lord, I have messed up, I have rebelled, I've been disobedient, I walked away, he says, come, the slate wiped clean. Beautiful, eh? Isn't that good? Isn't that good? Now, finally, I like this slide. The Bible says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. If you accept Jesus in your life, you become a new creation. Jesus said, he's chatting to a bloke called Nicodemus. And he's having a bit of a chat. And Jesus said to Nicodemus, truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus is scratching his head, thinking, oh, how do I do that? I'm a bit of a big bloke now, and I can't quite jump in my mum's belly again. That's a bit strange, a bit weird. But he didn't mean that, a physical new birth, a spiritual new birth. Amen? And all it... You don't have to be a medic or a professor or the best person in the world to have a new life. All you need to do is say, God, I recognise you, you're my saviour. I believe that you died on the cross for me and I want to be one of your followers. Ka-ching! That's all you need to do. Simple. Isn't that brilliant? You don't need to have 9 months carrying this new birth. You don't need to go into a hospital ward and have all sorts of things done to you, which... You just need to say, Lord, I want to be a follower. And God becomes living inside us. And we become temples of the living God. Whoa, isn't that good? Who wants that today? I hope you all do. And living as a new creation means we have freedom. What's that little thing there on the left? What's that green thing? What's it, slug?
Caterpillar,
yes. They have a pretty miserable life, don't they? They have to just crawl. And if they're late for the shops, it takes them forever to get there. Because it takes forever. Thinking, oh my goodness. Even if you're the fastest caterpillar in the world, it's going to take you a long time to nip to Co-op and back and get your milk. It's going to take you a long time. By the time you get there, it says shut, close. You think, oh my goodness. Pretty miserable life. And the birds come and try and eat you. And sometimes you might be poisonous, so people don't like you, so they stand on you. Pretty miserable. But something happens amazingly. They go from this little ugly green thing with hairs on them to something a little bit weird to this wonderful butterfly. And they can fly around everywhere. A naughty bird comes along. Oh, I've got wings too. Off he goes. Hey! He's there before the guy opens his co-op because he's got there in good time. He can fly around if it's wet. Bit of rubbish weather. I'm going to fly to Spain now. Off I go. It's great. Who'd rather be a butterfly than a caterpillar? Oh, yes. If you want to be a caterpillar, let's have a chat afterwards because I want to get in your head. Isn't that cool? And that's a bit like us as Christians. If you accept Jesus in your life, sadly you don't have wings. You might look exactly the same. You may still have the same winter coat as I have, sadly. But what happens is you change inside. The things which drag you down just become like chaff. They go away. The things which entice you, sinful things, God gives you supernatural ability to say no. Your outlook changes. There's a guy in the Bible, Zacchaeus, who was a bit of a naughty guy. He stole people's money. He went from being a thief to, I'm going to give all my half of my money away. I'm going to pay back people who I robbed four times over. That's because he was a new creation in Christ. Amen?
Amen.
The things which weigh you down this earth just become, oh, really? Because you have an eternal perspective in Christ Jesus. Paul writes in Galatians, for it is freedom that Christ set us free. Stand firm and do not let yourselves be burdened by the... Someone's been listening. Yoke. Catch. Yes, look at that. Send him on a plane to New Zealand. We need you in the England team. That's great. Bye. Be burdened by a yoke of slavery. Who wants to be a slave of sin? I don't, do you? I don't want to be a slave to sin. I want to be free. And that's what happens when we follow Jesus Christ. So you may have let the world creep in your life. You may have let sin start entering your life. I pray today that you turn your back on the world and allow Jesus to cleanse your heart, give you freedom to say no and give you self-control and to resist Satan. Because the Bible says he will flee if we resist him. Amen.
Amen.
Finally, Jesus says, truly, truly, I say to you, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life. He does not come into judgment, but has passed from death to life. We have a choice. This message I'm sharing, I haven't made it up. I'm not that clever to make that up. Jesus, this is words of life in the Bible. We have a choice to either accept it and to live it daily or to reject it. And one day we will live the decision, the output of that decision. whether we've accepted it wholeheartedly, yes, I'm a follower of Jesus Christ, or, oh, I quite like that, but no, I'm going to live for myself. Because one day, you might not realise it now, you might be just still cruising, one day we will meet our Lord Jesus Christ. Every knee will bow and will be judged. And those who have called on the name on the Lord and have walked in his ways will say, come in, my faithful servant. Well done, son. Well done, daughter. I've got many rooms for you in my mansion. Come on in. Pick one. Fill your boots. But if you haven't, and you've heard this message, said, ah, that's just for Christmas and Easter's. I quite like it, but it's not for me. Sadly, one day, Jesus will say, I don't know you. You're going to a place called hell. And that's been really sad. Because that means it's eternity, eternity, eternity without Jesus Christ. It's a simple set of instructions. Which way are you going to turn today? Shall we pray? Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the simple message of the gospel. We thank you that you came from heaven to pay the price for our sin, to take these heavy burdens of sin from our shoulders, to take away the cares of this world from our shoulders, to take away any religion from our shoulders, to try and earn our right in heaven with you. And Lord, you've given us liberty just to simply follow you and be obedient to your calling. Father, we thank you the simple truth that all who call on your name and repent will be saved and have eternal life with you. I pray that each one of us, Lord, will just be reminded that simple truth and will walk in your ways forevermore. Father, I pray that you'll keep Satan away from us, Lord, to try and rob and destroy what's been sown today, Jesus. Father, if any of us are heavy burdened today, I pray you will lift their burdens supernaturally in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Amen.